I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at some of the stories that are happening now in the news on this Wednesday. The acting chief financial officer for mortgage giant Freddie Mac was found dead in his home in Virginia this morning. A source familiar with the investigation tells CNN that David Kellerman appears to have hanged himself. Kellerman had been the acting CFO since September and was responsible for financial controls. The government took over Freddie Mac last fall. Prosecutors say the suspect charged in the attack on a U.S. cargo ship was the alleged ringleader. The Somali suspect was in federal court yesterday. Prosecutors say he was the first one to board the Maersk Alabama and fired a shot at the captain. The suspect is charged as an adult. His mom says he's a teen who was brainwashed by the older pirates. Police say they found crucial evidence in the accused Craigslist killer's apartment. They say they found a gun, duct tape, and restraints. A neighbor says police escorted people into Philip Markov's apartment yesterday for about 20 minutes. Markov is accused of killing a masseuse whom he may have met through Craigslist. His attorney says he is not guilty. The high school dropout problem is getting better in some big cities. That's new this morning. Now, big cities are often where you see the most dropouts. There's a new study that shows Philadelphia, Tucson, Kansas City, Missouri, and 10 other large cities did see a big improvement. One thing that's working, smaller classes and tutoring in math in the ninth grade. That's when children are, of course, making the transition to high school. And today is Earth Day, April 22nd. President Obama is using the day to pitch his energy plan. He is traveling to Newton, Iowa. Hard hit by the economy, he'll be touring a wind energy plant. The president also plans to talk about his plans to create environmentally friendly jobs and protect the environment. And again, April 22nd, Earth Day. Those are the headlines for you at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for the latest news.